soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 3rd, 2015. And today's message is sounding the alarm. It's warning, alarm, blow the trumpet. And the nature of issuing warnings to people, because this is what God would have us do. What we warn, we urge sincere awareness of the fact of the dire hour just before events take place, that people would be prepared. There's all kinds of different types of warning. There's all different types of natures of issues that are going to take place. And right now we are on brinks of economic affairs that are not national, but worldwide, global, that affect continent upon continent, nation upon nation, and peoples and tribes and tongues, and all people will be affected as the global crisis unfolds. It's going to affect everyone. It'll trickle down. It'll be dominoes. It'll have chain reaction. And there's people that can see or can perceive to different degrees and different levels, even secular people that have no light from God, no truth from the Lord, just natural abilities, but they have some inkling, some ability, some element of foresight. They can see things and they tell of these things that are coming. And they urge, but it's limited. But the Lord would not have us have limited perception. He would have us see clearly. And this is what he's told us, that with his eye, he will guide us. He said, I will guide you with my eye, and that his light would illuminate our darkness, that we would see clearly, and it's a heart issue. But ladies and gentlemen, I sound the alarm. I call you to attention, and that's what I'm going to do, because that's what I should do, and that's what I want to do. There's so many different events that are taking place, and as I said, you could have perception, but people have nearsightedness or farsightedness or blind spots, or areas of blindness, or total blindness. But, like the Titanic was said to be an unsinkable ship, and some said even God couldn't sink that ship. And the tragedy was that people thought it was a time of leisure, a time for pleasure, a time for party, to take it easy. And they found out that their life was in the balance. It was life-threatening, that ship. Because why? Because once it set sail and the party began and the music played, they struck an iceberg that was visible, but yet it struck the hull of the ship. It tore through the metal and it took on water. And the people, prepared or unprepared, had to face the reality that some of them were going to die. Tragic. Some of them did die. But they all came to the brush of death. And this is true even now. None of us know the hour when the Lord would say, that's enough. Your time on earth is over. You only have so much time to breathe. So we say, take heed. Be warned. Consider these things. Where are you at with the Lord? Most importantly, where are you at in your position? Are you at where God wants you to be spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, in your finances, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your business affairs, in your health? All matters. Are you, take inventory, examine yourself, because these are perilous times. And I have issued warnings, many different types of warnings. Yes, there is a financial global crisis underway. I've likened it to a global economic avalanche. And it is slipping. And it is falling. And it is buckling. And the effects of this will be throughout the nations, trickling down to states, counties, cities, neighborhoods, households. The thing is, you could be prepared. You could know all your survival techniques. You could have your gun and your ammo and your weapons. You can have your canned goods and your food supply and water supply. And you can think outside the box and be wise and very skilled at knowing how to plant gardens and care for animals to have food, which is wise. You can get out of harm's way and relocate. You can get rid of the wrong relationships in your life and line up with upright people, people of wisdom and skill that are good. You can do all these things of preparation and yet miss the most important preparation of all. Of course, it's spiritual. And beyond even the spiritual, it's the core of your being, your heart. Your heart, the core of your heart, inside. Your emotions, your mind, your passions, the things you focus on and think about. Are you prepared there? Because you can have all these things, as I said, but not be prepared emotionally. And when the sudden danger arises like the iceberg striking the hull of the ship and it's taking on water and there's only so much time before the boat is underwater and there's only so many lifeboats and there's only so many preservers, how will you handle it emotionally, the things that are coming? Because there's fearful things, great things, and people react with fear and self-centeredness, and it's every man for himself in the hour of pandemonium. In recent days in Venezuela, where there's a food shortage, there's a stampede in a grocery store, and they trampled underfoot a little old lady that was 80 years old. Every man for himself. Unprepared, fear. People react in odd ways when they're afraid and hungry. And don't know what to do because they were unprepared. I sound the alarm. This is time to seek the face of God. Put your trust in the Lord. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. Have a clear conscience that no matter what happens, the ragings of the sea, though the mountains shake, you're confident in the Lord. That's where you need to be. And there, from there, the Lord can direct your steps. You better move from here to there. You better establish your house this way. You need to consider growing these certain things. You need to take better care of your health. You know, you should start removing certain people from your life. Follow the leading of the Lord, day by day, moment by moment. That's what God always wanted us to be like. Here's a problem. There was a time with ancient Israel and Judah, the religious people of the Old Testament. And God would warn them because they had rejected His voice. They were in religion, going about religiosity, but full of idols, sinful lives. And the time came when judgment was coming. An enemy had come, was poised to come into the land, and to ravish the land and the wives and the children, not sparing. Listen, let's read this. Jeremiah 6. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Bethhaccerem, for evil appears out of the north, and great destruction. I've likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flock shall come unto her, they shall pitch their tents against her round about, and they shall feed every one in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, said, Hew you down trees, and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She's completely oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casts out her waters, So she casts out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine, plucking every grape. Turn back your hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is religious people that God warned. But even in this hour, God is warning secular, spiritual. He's warning his true beloved, like Noah and Lot. And he's warning the wicked. He's warning the rich. He's warning the unruly. He's warning the people that walk on the tight line, a foot in the Lord, a foot out of the Lord, playing religiosity. People that are wavering, like the sea. Can you hear? You're being warned. You're being warned because the Lord says to warn. Jeremiah goes on and says in Jeremiah 6:11, therefore I'm full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary with holding in. See, a true abiding disciple follower, let's not call him by a title. Let's just say that these are people of God that love God, that are his friend. That everything, like Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, I don't call you a servant. You're my friend. And everything I've heard of my Father, I make known to you. Even this is the way it is now. Disciples of Jesus, followers of Jesus that abide in him, that are not religious, that line up and are teachable, correctable, and walk in what he instructs and directs. They're his friend. And they know what the Lord is doing. And they know what the Lord is feeling. And they know what he's saying. Jeremiah says, I'm full of the fury of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord was furious. People are totally out of touch with God's feeling, what he's doing, what he's saying. They have no clue because they have no delight. It's a reproach. Don't want to hear it. Well, Jeremiah says, I'm tired of holding it back. I'm going to speak. I'm going to tell you what's coming. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days, and their houses shall be burned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one deals falsely. They've healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. You see? There were people that were supposed to speak from the Lord that were prophets. There were priests that were supposed to be priests unto the Lord and unto the people. But they're all dealt with falsehood. And they falsely attributed judgment in the land. Then they should have brought correction. No, they said, peace, peace, everything's good. Were they ashamed when they'd committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Has not Jesus said, follow me, come to me, learn of me, repent? The wide, broad way that leads to destruction, many go thereby. Few follow the straight and narrow way that leads to life. Pick up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. They said no. So is not the Lord judging? Yes, first in the house of God, and then the ungodly. But God's judgments are in the earth today, throughout all the nations, economically, weather, social, evil leaders, on and on and on. Polluted waters, strangers, aliens, corruptors, gang members shooting at one another, people hungry, man without answers, but only the Lord has the answer. What did he say? Stand in the way and see. Ask for the old paths. Where's the good way? And walk therein. Then you'll find rest for your souls. But they said, no, we will not walk therein. The Lord says in Jeremiah 6:17, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. This is what God did to Israel and Judah. This is written. Shall you not learn from these things? Judgment is here. The alarm is being sounded. The trumpets are being sounded. The sirens are going off and voices are being crying in the land. Listen, hear ye. Be warned, be instructed. Watch out, heads up. How many ways can it be said? The amazing thing is, there's very few people that will see what is coming. There are very few people that will do anything in regards to what is coming. A wise man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the fool goes on and is punished, twice in Proverbs. Hear the Lord, do what he says, is the wisdom of the Lord. It'll add life to you and blessing and peace. But when you refuse to hear the Lord, see what he said? People are not prepared for what's coming. You're not prepared for being persecuted for the sake of Jesus Christ. They're going to tell you, you can't speak in that name. You can't tell us that sin is sin. No. Are you going to be muzzled? Are you going to fear the Lord? Or are you going to fear man? Warning. Be on guard. Take heed. Look out. Heads up. I sound the alarm. I sound the trumpet. I blow it loud and clear. Listen to the Lord. Come, my people. Enter your secret chambers. Shut the doors about you until my indignation be overpassed. For To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on September 3rd, 2015. Just another live look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average as we've been watching the global markets breaking through supports, trend lines falling as a major avalanche slide just beginning. We don't know how quick and how fast and how tragic and tumultuous it'll be, but it's definitely time to have heads up, ladies and gentlemen. The Dow Jones Industrial Chart live shows that it is up 38 points for the day. If you take a chart, which I do believe is very important, take a look at a chart. You get a lot of indication by looking at a chart. You don't need to be a financial expert any more than you need to be a weather expert to know when it rains or snows or is a hot day. Back, take a look at a chart on weather temperatures. You can tell whether the temperatures are going up or down, even though you're not a meteorologist. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, taking a look at the charts go out to a year and look at the trend line, what you see at the chart trading action of the prices of the close, you'll see that it's forming a pennant. it comes into a triangle and then it's consolidating after a major move, either up or down. The markets will consolidate coming into a pendant and then it'll break out either up or down. Long list of stories today on the headlines. Let's take a look. Let's read these stories. NSA of the United States of America, a judge has announced that surveillance involves tens of millions of people. Another story says that Trump says that the nuclear deal with Iran has the United States protecting Iran from an attack from Israel. Other issues with the UK reporting Chinese ships off Alaska are being observed. FreeBacon.com announces that U.S. ships shadow Russian ships near a nuclear sub-area out at sea. This poll, The Sun, that 15% of men would have sex with a robot. And that's admitted. Bloomberg reports nearly half of the homes in New York City and Washington, D.C. are losing value. New York Times is reporting it is being observed that low-income workers are receiving multiple income pay cuts. Reporting in Los Angeles Times, rival gangs are doing shootout in public. These are the stories that are being reported today. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtorReportNetwork.com. And this is Trevor Davis continuing, sounding the alarm today on September 3rd, 2015, just discussing further about the nature of issuing warnings and sounding the alarms and blowing trumpets to call people to attention because they're in danger. You know, God himself is not willing that any would perish. This is in 2 Peter. He's calling people to repentance. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Read the context of this, because this is catastrophic, what the nature of this chapter, 2 Peter chapter 3. It's talking about the flood of Noah, but yet in the future, heaven and earth will be on fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So God's warning. He's warned, and the Lord Jesus, the prophets, the apostles have outlined what the second coming of Jesus Christ would be like. They've announced what the end of this age would be like. Great darkness, filled with wickedness. And God is calling people to come to their senses, to fall before the Lord in humility and find grace and mercy to help them in the time of need, to be washed and cleansed. God doesn't want people to perish. He doesn't want people to be destroyed. It's to his glory that people would ask him to forgive them. All these things will be dissolved, the word says. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conduct in godliness, looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, talking about godly people, righteous people, not churchgoers or religious ones, but people that abide in Jesus, according to his promise, we know what he said, we know what he promised, because we've studied, we've heard him. We look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And we account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. The warning is going forth because God doesn't want people destroyed. Even in 1 Timothy 6:17, Paul wrote, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. You know, sometimes people, they insist on holding in their hands. They clutch onto things that they embrace and want and covet for, but they don't realize that they can let those things go and open their arms and be filled with bounty that's from the Lord. Everything you need and all your goodly, godly desires will be granted by the Lord. But you got to let go what you're grasping on and trusting in, and trust the Lord, who's good. That they do good, it says here, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Isn't that what God's like? Giving. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. What are people laying hold of? What are people grasping? Because all those things are going to slip away. And as these things unfold, when the land shakes with great earthquakes, when floodwaters come with toxic poisons, when radiation lands upon the ground and defiles the food, agriculture and animals, and the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the weapons, and the men fighting against themselves and amongst themselves, and this gang against that gang, and this nation, ethnos, against that race. Tumultuous times. But you can be found in peace. You can get right with the Lord and listen to what he says and be at the right place at the right time. He'll cause you to know what he's doing, what he's saying. Paul the Apostle Paul, warning people. He said, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased. I never stopped warning everyone. Everyone. That means believers, unbelievers. Believers in Jesus, believers in rabbinic Judaism. Apollos worshipers, Baal worshipers, Romans. Doesn't matter. He warned people. He was a light shining. For 3 years, with tears, sincerity, and love, and concern. He would do it out of love and passion for people. Warn those that are unruly, he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Comfort the feeble-minded and support the weak. Be patient towards all. These are admonitions of the Lord in the Word. God is warning. Will you take heed? Make sure you're prepared emotionally, spiritually, mentally, with your heart. You've got to lay down your life. Because if you seek to preserve your life through these things, you're going to lose it. But if you lay down your life, you're going to find it. You've got to lay down your life in whatever that you go through. Whether you're persecuted for Jesus' sake, whether you're maligned, falsely accused, spoken evil of, beaten for Jesus' sake, thrown in jail, or even have your head lopped off, whether by secular powers or other religions, do not deny Jesus. You're looking for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. You should be happy and excited about that. But you've got to be prepared. Heads up. Warning. I sound the trumpet. I sound the alarm. These are perilous times. It is time to seek the Lord. So be found in peace with him.
This has been a production of RealtorReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtorReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.